heard anything from the commissioner? About that lawsuit?
Yeah, that'll be during recess. Okay, we're back in. And we are still in motions and notices. And I am going to read the end of session report. This session, 44 bills were filed and 27 passed. Four bills appropriated a total of $4,603,482 in non-tribal funds. Five bills passed that appropriated tribal money from the general fund, including a donation to Cahicas Day, funding for the Wajaji Youth Council, funds for the city of Fairfax to purchase an ADA compliant pool ladder, an increase to the gaming commission's budget, $475,000 to the financial assistance program, and $2 million for construction of senior housing in Hominy. In total, Congress appropriated $3,215,761 from the general fund this session. At the close of session, the general fund balance is $1,043,261. Congress also appropriated $1 million from the retained revenue fund for construction of the senior housing in Hominy. Three bills pertaining to the ARPA funds passed. Two of those modified existing budgets for Butcher House and Harvest Land. The other provided $100,000 in supplemental funding for the Visitor Center expansion project. And at the close of session, $89,018 in ARPA funds remain available for appropriation. Two bills passed that authorized expenditure of residual assets in the Capital Asset Fund, including $47,500 to fence a historic burial site, $57,800 to purchase grow lights for Harvest Land, and $200,000 to install a fire suppression system at the Cultural Center. Seven resolutions were filed for consideration this session. Of those six passed, including FY23 and FY24 revenue projections and approval of election board rules and regulations, a resolution commending the Wildland Fire Management Department, a resolution supporting the Cherokee Nation's right to a delegate in the U.S. House of Representatives, and a resolution initiating a ballot measure to amend the Osage Nation Constitution to allow appointments to be confirmed in special sessions. Finally, there were 13 board appointees considered this session, and of those, 12 were confirmed. We are still in motions and notices. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. At this time, we just wanted to recognize Mrs. Caitlin Garcia. Caitlin has been serving as our assistant clerk, according to Paycom today, 2 years, 1 month, and 7 days. During this time, we've watched Caitlin grow as a person, as a professional. We've seen her find her voice and also along the way find her passion. We're proud of you, Caitlin, for your dedication, your love for the Osage Nation, your true show of teamwork. You're very talented and smart, and we're proud to see young Osage pursue what they truly feel like is their dream. We will be behind you every step of the way as you finish your studies, as you move along in your college courses. And may I just say that the position that you're moving to seems like the perfect job for you. We're all very proud of you, and we thank you for getting us through the session. You didn't have to stay, but you did. And we know that you're ready to move on. So from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you. And we have a few gifts that we'd like to present to you at this time.
Mm-hmm.
enough hands.
Well, thank you, guys. It's kind of an emotional day for me. It's my last day of session. It's not my last day of work. I'll still be here till May 5th, but I just want to thank you guys. You all pushed me to go back into school, and I needed to do it. It's been really good for me. I think that this new job I'm taking is going to be very good for my heart and soul, but this job has been too. And I have really appreciated getting to know all of you. I've appreciated getting to know our laws, getting to know about our culture more. And I've made very special friends here that I really feel like will be lifelong friendships. So thank you, guys.
All right, we're at the end of our agenda, and we are now to the point of election of officers. And so from here, our clerk, Brooklyn Kimball, will take over, and we will start with our speaker, second speaker, and then membership, rules and ethics, congressional affairs, and after we caucus the members of those standing committees will send up who they want to be on the appropriations committee. So at this point, we're going to allow the assistant principal chief to be dismissed at this time for the remainder of the session and day so that he can go take care of important business. Assistant Chief Biz. Real. Okay.
I'll be back with the steaks in about an hour.
Well done.
Medium rare.
So at this time, I'm going to relinquish the chair over to the clerk.
Madam, Ms. Kimball?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to nominate Alice Goodfox for speaker.
Second.
Clerk Kimball.
Congresswoman Rebard.
I'd like to nominate Pam Shaw as second speaker.
Second.
I think we have to vote on
speaker
first.
Do the speaker first.
Oh, I was just moving on. I'm kind of hungry.
Okay, the floor is still open for nominations for office of speaker.
Madam Clerk.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion that nominations cease.
Second. Clerk. Without objection, the floor is now closed.
Clerk.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. If there are no more nominations and the floor is closed, I'll make a motion to elect Congresswoman Goodfox to the position of Speaker by acclamation.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. All in favor of Congresswoman Goodfox for office of speaker?
Yes.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Hearing none. Congresswoman Goodfox has been elected to speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. I promise to do my best. We are now taking nominations for second speaker.
Speaker?
Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. I'll nominate Congresswoman Shaw for the position of second speaker.
Second.
Second. Motion and a second. Are there any other nominations?
I move that nomination cease.
Motion that nomination cease.
Second.
Nominations have ceased. The floor is closed, and Congresswoman Shaw is now second speaker by acclamation. Thank you. We are now taking, hold on just a second, I'm sorry. For nominations for the Congressional Affairs Committee. The chair will be made up of Second Speaker Shaw, and we need four nominations for that committee. So I'm now accepting nominations.
Speaker.
Oh, gosh, there's lots of hands. Everyone wants to be on this committee. Congresswoman Revard.
I'll nominate Congresswoman Whitney Redcorn.
Any other nominations? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. I'll nominate Congressman Otto Hamilton.
Congressman Hamilton. Any other nominations? Congressman Maker.
Yes, thank you. Nominate Congressman Tillman.
Congressman Tillman.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Revard.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Lemon.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, Congresswoman Revard, but I would like to decline the nomination.
Congresswoman Lemon declines the nomination for sitting on the Congressional Affairs Committee. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to nominate Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you. We have four people. Is there any other nominations? That's at your limit. All right, if there are no other nominations, then the floor is closed, and By acclamation, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Tillman, and Congressman Big Horse will join Congresswoman Shaw. And that is your new Congressional Affairs Committee. All right, we are now on nominations for the chairperson of the Congressional Rules and Ethics Committee.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Congressman Bill King for the Chair of Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, the floor is closed, and Congressman King will be the Chair of Rules and Ethics by acclamation. And we need two other nominations for this committee. So I'm accepting nominations for two more members to sit on this committee.
Speaker, I nominate Congressman Big Horse to sit on this committee.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Speaker, I nominate Congressman Hamilton.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing none, the floor is closed and nominations will cease and your new rules and ethics will consist of Congressman King being the chair and Congressman Big Horse and Congressman Hamilton will be on the committee. Just a second, I'm writing fast. I'm now taking nominations for chairperson of the Congressional Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Brevard.
Second.
Any other nominations? Congresswoman Lemon.
I move the nomination seats.
Okay. Nomination cease and Congresswoman, the floor is closed. Congresswoman Revard will be the chair of appropriation by acclamation. And then once we caucus, each standing committee will make up, form your committee of appropriation, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
We are now on chairperson of the membership committee. Taking nominations for membership, Congressman Tillman.
I'll nominate Congressman Potts for chair of membership.
Second.
Congressman Potts.
Move that nomination cease.
Second.
All right, Congressman Potts has now been moved to the chair position for membership by acclamation. I need two more members to make up the membership committee, so I'm taking two nominations for two more people. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to nominate Congressman Maker.
Okay.
Second.
Any other nominations? One more nomination. Need one more person to sit on this committee. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Anyone else? The floor is closed, and Congressman Tillman and Congressman Maker, by acclamation, will sit on the membership committee with Congressman Potts, who will chair. And that is your new membership committee. All right, we will now recess to the call of the speaker without objection for the purposes of caucusing.